Hello, Apostolic Insiders. Doing something different this week. It is Father's Day in the 12th week of Ordinary Time. I'm speaking to you from a hotel here. I've been on a little mini tour giving talks in Columbus, Ohio, and a place called Indialantic, Florida. Awesome couple of conferences, but I don't have my family with me this week, so I'm actually speaking just to a computer screen. But, and we're a little late because I've been out on the road. Awesome readings this week. The first reading from Job 38, I want to focus on in this first point because here, you know, this is God's response to Job. God's already dealt with Job's three friends, put them in their place. He's exonerated Job in the sense that, you know, there's no sin in Job that caused the calamities that came upon him, but he also turns to Job and puts him in his place as well. And I love now, I'm going to go back before the actual readings here from Job 38, but I love the first four verses of Job 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding, right? Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. And he goes down a litany of examples. Where were you, you know, for example, when he set the parameters of the seas and the wind? And I love the way also in the psalm, we have a real deft use of Psalm 107, where it's God alone who hushes the seas, has control of the elements. This is the foundation that moves us into Mark chapter 4, and this awesome text where, of course, we see the apostles on the Sea of Galilee, and one of those famous Galilean storms kicks up. And this is after Jesus had said, let's go to the other side of the sea. And they're in the boat. The storm is raging. And we know the story. Jesus is asleep on a cushion in the midst of a storm. And why is that? Because, of course, he has the peace of God that passes all understanding. He is absolutely at peace in the midst of the worst of storms, pouring rain, rain we can imagine going sideways. And the apostles respond, teacher, don't you care if we perish? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you afraid? Have you no faith? And they were filled with awe and said to one another, who is this that even wind and sea obey him? This reminds me of the famous scene as well in Mark chapter 6, verses 47 through 52. Another scene where they're out on the sea and the storm kicks up. But this time the Lord wasn't with them. He came walking on the water to them. And of course, in that story, he steps into the boat and the storm ceases. And the scripture says they were then more afraid of Jesus than they were of the storm. And it was a deadly storm. Why? Because Jesus is revealing. And this, I think, is what Holy Mother Church wants us to meditate on this week. The scriptures here are revealing Jesus to be God. Notice he doesn't call on Yahweh to still the storm, right? He declares, peace, be still, revealing his divine authority. He is Almighty God. That's the first point we want to make to bring out of the readings this week. But the second point, folks, I believe this is a powerful message for us because, see, the sea and the winds represent powers that we have no control over. And the people of God there, the apostles, understood that profoundly. There's a certain fear and awe when it comes to, you know, as we call it, Mother Nature. Because, you know, farmers will tell you, even in our day and age of GMOs and everything else where we attempt to control nature, farmers know they've got to get on their knees. This is why there's a high percentage of believers in God among farmers, because they know ultimately they got to get on their knees and beg God for rain. Otherwise, their whole livelihood will be destroyed, because the sea and the winds and the weather represent something that's beyond our powers. We cannot control it. And yet this Jesus, who was asleep in the boat, who is absolutely at peace, stands up, rebukes the wind and the sea, and they obey him. Folks, in our lives, this can represent every one of us. We encounter experiences in our lives where we realize things just seem to be spiraling out of control. What is happening in my life, in my family? Maybe it's marriage, maybe it's relationship with kids, it's work, it's losing a job, whatever it is, where things happen that are totally out of your control. This is where Jesus alone can step in and say, peace, be still. Perhaps it's habitual sin in your life that you keep falling over and over again. My friends, God brings us into these places like he brought the apostles into this place from Mark chapter 4, where they realized their powerlessness so that they could realize their need for the one who was asleep in the boat, who represents peace and represents the man, the God-man, who has control of everything, including the things that you and I cannot. And we are called to simply trust him. Simple? No. But we're called to simply trust him. And when we do, I will guarantee you, Jesus Christ will respond, and he will control the uncontrollable when we let him. It doesn't always happen instantly the way it does in the gospel reading today, but it will in fact happen, because Jesus is the God of the storm, and whatever the storm is in our lives, Jesus is in control. Give it to him and watch what he will do. He will lead you to overcome that habitual sin. He will lead you to be able to experience healing in your family, your job, your work, your situation in his time, but it's only by his power. Trust him. God bless you.